Well, in terms of healthcare, the state of Alabama oftentimes doesn't do well on health indicators, be it infant mortality or obesity or you name it. What do you see the state doing to address that?
This is a Swiss watch of many moving parts. I think that you need to look at health care, mental health, and corrections all at the same time. I would use my executive order authority to set up a sub-authority of those three departments that use triage to determine individuals coming into corrections first, to determine if they should be going into our state prison system or into a revived Searcy Hospital at Mount Vernon.
This was a former mental health care facility.
Yes. Secondly, I believe that we should merge, even if on a temporary basis, the Department of Mental Health and Public Health, because public health has got the statewide structure and the personnel in place to reach our population, particularly our rural population, statewide. Simultaneously, I think that we should rebuild our National Guard using President Trump's military buildup and taking advantage of medical units to rebuild it, to fortify this effort of medical care supplemented by National Guard units and medical units taking full advantage of nurse practitioners and telemedicine and moving to the concept of skinny hospitals. Skinny hospitals are hospitals which intake and diagnose patients, then take those patients which can be treated at home, send them home, and treat them most intensively with nurse practitioners with the help of telemedicine, much on the concept that UAB with Baptist South in Montgomery and Mobile Infirmary in Mobile has been structuring. And under the guidance of those major hospitals, and I've left out the Huntsville hospital as major diagnostic hospitals using telemedicine to support these rural hospitals and to save our rural hospitals as skinny hospitals.